Let's get back to our headline story from Syria now, and that is dozens of people being killed and wounded in a village in the Hama region in Syria. Mr. Tawfiq Al-Jarad is a political analyst joining us now live from Damascus to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Jarad, who is basically to blame for this ongoing violence, which has been, of course, hitting people in Syria the hardest?
Usually, and on the eve of every meeting, international meeting, we have to expect that there should be a massacre committed by someone. That unknown people who committed such a crime, usually, according to their professional propaganda, issued by Al Jazeera or Al Arabiya in Abu Dhabi, or sometimes in the BBC and everywhere all over the world, they claim that such a crime has been committed by the authority, the official Syrian authority. And it is, according to my knowledge, and I'm seriously speaking in this place, the government has nothing to do with such a massacre, except they are aiming to taint that the Syrian government is out of law and therefore should come under the act, the Seven Act or the Article Act of the United Nations Accord. That's aim that they are going to punish. Not the government, but they are aiming to punish, according to their sanctions had been issued for some 12 months ago. They are aiming to punish the people, expecting that the Syrian people who knows what effects they are going to suffer from such sanctions, they expecting that these people are going to have a turmoil or to press the government in order to be stepped down.
Right. Well, looking at the solutions that have been offered to calm the situation in Syria right now, we have on one side Kofi Annan. He's been talking to the Syrian president recently. Do you have any information on what these talks were about? When Annan said that they were constructive and that the two sides think there is still hope for his peace initiative to go forward, how can there still be hope when we are seeing instances of violence like this? And what is that Annan proposal about? Does it or doesn't it include, for instance, President Assad himself to step down?
I think Annan is going to report within a closed circle the United Nations Security Council. According to the items have been released from what he is going to declare to state to them, that the Syrian government has done every action has been asked to do, and therefore, if we addict to that the Syrian government is obliged to protect its people, therefore she will never be obliged to draw its forces from the liberated cities or sites where the protesters or the armed men had been retreated to outside that side of our country. Anyhow, when they claim that a lot of massacres have been committed, they are aiming to tarnish the name of the government, right, with our black, in order to what I can say, it is a blackmail in the social society. Therefore, Mr. Annan, I think he is aware of what we have said and aware of what Mr. President Bashar Assad had told him the first meeting, when he told him that all the the military powers, the military actions should be withdrawn from the cities. The answer was, and who is going to take place instead of them? They are going, the armed men, who usually intends to commit massacres, claiming that the government is doing that in order to reach a conclusion that the social society or the international community, if that phrase is all right, is to push to press the Syrian government in order to be punished according to the Act number 7 of the United Nations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tawfiq Al-Jarad, political analyst, joining us there live from Damascus.